T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome back to Overnight America. Let me thank Nene Harris, who may be listening right now, as she made the trip down here with her husband, who I don't know if I can say his name or not. It rhymes with Roman. But Nene was excellent. She was fantastic. And we spent an hour looking back and talking about downtown St. Louis. Her book, Downtown St. Louis, is in the second edition. And if you want to listen back to our conversation, if you only heard a part of it and you want to hear the whole thing, go to KMOX.com/ONA. She was just so nice. So nice. There's a few things I want to get to this hour. And we're going to check in with AccuWeather in about 13 minutes from now. And I was looking at the forecast for next week. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. I should have, let's see, weather St. Louis. Let me get to that. So it says right now it's cloudy and 49 degrees. But if you were to look at the long form weather, the 10-day forecast, okay, things are looking pretty good. You know, Saturday, Sunday, 50 degrees, 58 degrees by Monday. And then on Tuesday, it drops down to 34, 32, 36. We're going to see a lot of days in the 30s from here on out. So the glory days of the 50-degree days are just about ready to end. So we're going to talk to AccuWeather about that. Maybe it will warm back up, but don't hold your breath for something like that. And after that, there was some breaking news tonight. The Loop trolley is set to shut down on December 29th. They're finally facing the facts that when the ridership is abysmal, it is nowhere near what they were hopeful of, and when the income that they were hoping to generate from ridership is nowhere near it, and they are in desperate need of cash that no one wants to lend to them because they know the ridership's not going to change. The writing's on the wall. They should have realized it a long time ago. Trolley was up and running for a year now. It was, what, back in November of last year, the thing opened up. They're finally facing the facts, realizing that they're probably not going to get the funding necessary in order to keep this thing rolling into next year. So we're going to talk about that and what the announcement was tonight. That's going to be coming up a little bit later at about 11:30 or so. If you want to text the show, you can do that by texting 314-436-7900. You can also call 800-925-1120. We talked some trolley talk this week on Wednesday. No, was it yesterday we talked trolley? Wow, we were just talking about this yesterday. It really is amazing how fast these things could turn around. This was really the only logical conclusion. I don't know who is going to dump money into this knowing that they were never going to make it back. And unfortunately, it didn't work. It would have been nice if it did, but it didn't work. I rode the trolley a few times. Maybe this will give a little incentive for people to go say goodbye to it, and get stuck on it, and get stranded by it one last time, you know, for the sake of fun. Earlier tonight, we had the Jack Buck Awards, and it happens yearly in St. Louis. It's a great event, and they always have some of the biggest names in town, and they give some of the biggest honors in town. And KMOX broadcasts it based on the namesake, the Jack Buck Awards, but Jack Buck was very involved with the awards ceremony long before it was named after him. And what was really touching to me was a moment when Tom Ackerman put together a little compilation of a few of Jack Buck's moments during these awards. And I thought it was just so cool. I talked to producer James in there and I said, hey, can we get that to play back on the show later tonight in case you missed it from earlier when we were doing the 2-hour broadcast? Is it true they're going to re-air it on Saturday or Friday? Do you know, James, when they're going to be doing that? Okay, so it looks like it'll be on Saturday. I don't know exactly what time. Maybe it's on the schedule here. I'm just going to get up and look over here. I don't see it on the schedule, so I don't know what time either. But either way, I wanted to play this one part for you. This is the part that Tom Ackerman set up, and we'll let him set it up. It's some of Jack Buck's moments of these awards.
I thought it was appropriate to play an audio clip that is a lot of fun. We put this together at KMOX. This is a little run through some of Jack's best from the banquet, along with some reflections. This, in 2002, became the Jack Buck Sports Awards, and rightfully so. Take a listen.
I'd like to introduce to you tonight a Hall of Fame broadcaster, an All-American Master of Ceremonies, and the pride of the Missouri Athletic Club, Mr. Jack Buck.
I know for a fact, without asking, that Yogi Berra, the Hall of Famer, and Joe Garagiola, honored numerous times throughout his wonderful career, are not that thrilled about the Jack Buck Award. But I submit to Joe in particular that it's better than the Harry Carey Award. I was listening to Harry this summer, and he said, "Here's the pitch. He struck him out. No, it's a line drive to third base. The throw to second." And his partner said, "No, Harry, he did strike him out. They're just..." "They're just throwing the ball around the infield, Harry."
I'd like to tell the radio audience for the first time that after this dinner, we have a boxing program here at the Missouri Athletic Club. We have 6 fights, and so for the ladies at home, you can expect your husband about 2:30, I suppose. Between 2 and 2:30. And for the moment, would you cut the radio mic? Thank you. Is it cut? The bus leaves for the Casino Queen at 10:15. And the bus leaves for PT's at 10:30. You can open the mic again. All right. Okay, thank you. Two fellas were sitting in a bar in New York. One said to the other, "Where are you from?" He said, "I'm from Ireland." He said, "I am too. Where are you from?" "In Ireland." He said, "I'm from Dublin." He said, "I'm from Dublin." He said, "Where'd you go to school?" He said, "St. Joseph." He said, "That's my alma mater. I went to St. Joseph High School." "And where did you live?" He said, "I lived in the Hamden area." He said, "That's where I grew up." Just then another fellow walked into the bar and said to the bartender, "Hi, Harry, what's going on?" He said, "Oh, nothing." He said, "All the O'Brien twins are here, drunk out of their mind again."
Jack's honor of this event, tonight's event, will henceforth be known as the MAC's Jack Buck Sports Award, replacing the title of Sports Personality of the Year dinner. We can't think of a better way to permanently link Jack's name to an event he loved and did so much for.
It is the last time that he stood up in front of a St. Louis crowd here at the Missouri Athletic Club. But when you think about it, and I was thinking about it on my way down here, that when he left the stage here that night, basically 1 year ago, he walked off the stage in front of all of us. And I can tell you, I lost my best friend, but I know a lot of people in the audience, whether it's here at the Missouri Athletic Club or listening on KMOX, they feel like they lost their best friend as well. He made this dinner what it was.
Wow. How awesome was that compilation? I gotta say, whoever put that together here, if it was Tom Ackerman or Ben Boyd or anyone in the sports department that put that together, bravo. I laughed and was laughing and laughing. I really admire Jack Buck. And to me, I've listened to audio, I've listened to interviews, I've heard his play-by-play calls. But for me, that was seeing a different side of him. Someone that didn't grow up in St. Louis, someone that wasn't, you know, I grew up in Detroit. We had Ernie Harwell, and he was such a big part of baseball in Detroit. But Ernie was awesome. But man, I really missed out. I hear these things, I'm like, I really missed out on Jack Buck. And I missed those years to appreciate just what a wonderful talent he was. Coming up in just a few minutes, AccuWeather's going to join us. We're going to just, I don't know if we're going to complain bellyache about the cold that's going to be coming next week. I'm not looking forward to it. They'll give us an idea of what to expect, but Get used to the 30s from here on out. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Weekday mornings at 8:30, Charlie Brennan and Amy Markscores provide perspective on KMOX and KMOX.com.
Overnight America. I always expect the worst. I feel I may be cynical thanks to politics in general, but when I was looking at the forecast for next week, just out of curiosity, you know, it's a nice weekend. We've got some temperatures in the 50s on, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you know, upper 50s by Sunday and Monday. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. I wonder what it's going to look like next week. Is it going to stay in the 50s? It drops right off. So I gave a call to AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Rindy. Thanks for hopping on with us tonight on Overnight America.
Always my pleasure.
So next week, starting on Tuesday, it's going to get chilly. It looks like it's going to be in the 30s there for a while. Is it? This is the cynical side of me. I said, well, there we go. No longer are we going to have temperatures above 50 for the rest of the year, or at least until next summer. Are we pretty much at that point where we're just expecting freezing from here on out?
Well, it won't be. The 50s may struggle on occasion. I still think we'll get there every now and then, of course.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot tougher as we move through the rest of the season. Of course, we've hit meteorological winter, which is generally known as December, January, February, the three coldest months of the year. But we still have some temperate zones to the south that could bring some milder conditions at times.
I see.
So even next week, we might pop up into the 40s, even with a little rain. So, but yeah, we do have a couple of cold days in the meantime too.
Do meteorologists, generally speaking, they have to be optimistic about these things? Because I feel like you're being pretty optimistic.
I'm always optimistic. It depends on the person. I think it's a personality, not necessarily a meteorologist.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so when you look at what's going down, because I look at the extended forecast and you're coming up towards Christmas or whatever it is, you really think outside of this weekend there's a chance that we hit 50 again before the end of the year?
I do think there's a chance.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So how big of a chance are we talking?
I think it's still probably pretty low. I would say it's 20%.
Okay, so it's a low chance.
Yeah.
That's
so
a
you're
tough
saying
chance.
There's a chance. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance. It's almost like saying, what are the chances that the Lions win this weekend? The Detroit Lions. They're like 20% at best.
I hope it's less than that because I'm a Vikings fan.
Are they playing Vikings this weekend?
I do believe so, yes.
All right. So really, till the end of the year, you said we're in this technically, what do you call it, meteorologist winter or something like that?
Meteorological winter, yeah. There's an astronomical, meteorological, and a solar, if you prefer.
I see. But what about the farmer's winter? Is that farmer's almanac winter? That's not in the class.
The meteorological winter runs from December 21st approximately to March 21st.
Oh, okay. All right. So really towards the end of the year, even though the chances are low, we could see temperatures back into what we're experiencing in the next couple of days. But don't bet your house on it by any means.
No. Yeah. I mean, some of the long range forecasts I'm looking at even right now suggest it gets close to, 50s, 47, 48 toward the weekend before Christmas. So
honestly, it looks like it's going to be fairly dry the next couple of weeks, too. It doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of rain threatening this area.
No, it looks, very, at least on the lighter side of things, for sure.
Yeah. Are there any threats for this area? I mean, is there El somethings that could be hitting us, El Niños, El Niñas, anything like that?
That generally sets up a typical weather type pattern, and that is not particularly strong in one direction or another that I'm aware of at this time. Mm-hmm. So I'll hedge my little voice there a little bit. I haven't checked up on the latest data, but
yeah.
I think we're pretty neutral, so it's not setting up any. It usually sets up a pattern and not necessarily account for a singular or multiple events.
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye on Canada too because we know they always like to ship down their cold temperatures. I'm not a big fan of that. Just in general, I mean, is there any surprises left for the end of the year? Or are we going to have a pretty uneventful December?
Well, it's always hard to get past, once you get past a week of the challenges of the chaotic weather patterns tend to become more challenging to forecast. So I won't promise anything, that we won't have something toward the end of the year. It's still, 26 days away?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're almost in 2020. It's hard to believe that. It really is right around the corner to end the 2010s, and it still feels like 10 years ago it was 1990s.
Right. Hopefully we'll have better hindsight next year, right?
Better? Oh, come on. You got any other dad jokes?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
You don't have any go-to dad jokes? You just kind of manufacture them when they are appropriate.
That was my best one right now, and if anybody uses it, credit me, please.
Okay. Matt Rindy, AccuWeather meteorologist. Are there any places in the United States that are getting particularly hit with anything? Because,
well, if you want to talk about the cold, you know, the regime that's coming in next week, I did take a quick look at Grand Forks, North Dakota, and they are going to have highs below zero next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the lows in the minus teens to minus 23 Tuesday night. So,
oh, man.
Just remember, when you think it's that cold, it's colder somewhere else.
Yeah, because they had that storm over in like the East Coast, Boston area that kind of surprised me that they were getting a lot of snow in that area just last couple of days, wasn't it?
Yeah, it ended on Monday, and they amounted to about 7 inches total.
Wow.
Between the front end of the storm and the back side of the storm.
Yeah, it's something else. It's, you never know. It goes to show you never can tell, they say.
So, we had that one pretty well predicted.
And that's about it. I mean, I feel like I'm expecting something. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for you to say, oh, but actually, but really there's no surprises in this forecast right now.
Yeah, not in December. It's there's always surprises. But yes, I don't think I see anything on the horizon. How's that?
Well, that's great. AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Rindy, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight on Overnight America.
I always enjoy it. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, look at that. He is much more optimistic than I am. I'm much more cynical. See, I look at that and say, see you later, light jacket. It's only winter jacket from here on out. But I normally have to wear the winter jacket anyway. It's mostly because when I get into the radio station, it's still sun. They're like, it's still sunny at least, so it's not too cold. But by the time I leave it, it's too cold. So I got to do the switcheroo over on something like that. Matt Rindy's always so much fun, and AccuWeather's always so great with doing this with us whenever we request them. So I got to thank them for that. All right, the news came down. The news is the Loop Trolley is going to be shutting down on December 29th. It's not even going to last until the end of the year. December 29th is a Sunday. That means 2 days before 2020. Aww. I think most people knew this was coming before they even opened it up. I mean, how many delays in a row and more requests for money had to happen before they realized that it was doomed before it even started? I mean, they dug themselves into a really deep hole. So Post-Dispatch has an article up on it. Looks like the agencies have put out the release. They said earlier today they are cash-strapped. New management, it's under new management. And there it is. They made the announcement. They're calling it. The Loop Trolley Company said in a meeting after the firm's afternoon meeting from today that it's over. So we'll go through the details on that. We'll take some of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
Hey, welcome back. Now, I should have had the official cliffhanger song ready to go. So when we did that during the weather, this is what would have played. So this is it. The guy's going up the cliff and, you know, 40, 45 degrees, 50, 55 degrees, 58 degrees. And then Tuesday hits and they're off the side of the cliff. That's what the weather's going to be for the next week or so, and probably till the end of the year. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Jack, who's calling in Brighton. Hi.
Hey, Ryan. You still have the rule on Thursday nights that we can bring up anything we want to talk about?
Yeah, anytime. What's
great,
up?
Great. I want to compliment you on your Thanksgiving program.
Oh, okay.
A week ago tonight, how much I enjoyed listening to Carol Daniel, you, Kevin Killeen, and all your callers.
Oh, great. I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it, and I've got to tell you, the highlight was when you played Alice's Restaurant. That was incredible. incredible, Ryan. Thank you so much. I hadn't heard that for about 3 or 4 Thanksgivings.
That
made my Thanksgiving to hear that song.
Yeah, honestly, I thought to myself, if someone from management found out I was playing an 18-minute song on Overnight America, someone might tell me not to do it. So I'm so glad I just did it and I didn't get in trouble.
Well, maybe the only time. I didn't get in trouble because it was awesome. It made my Thanksgiving.
I tell you that every Thanksgiving growing up, I would turn on my local rock station. I know Casey does it. But
yeah,
I don't,
that's what I used to always hear. Yeah, Casey. Yes.
I found that out later. And some people thought it was a St. Louis thing. But in Detroit, we had a radio station, WRIF, The Riff. And they always played Alice's Restaurant. And I always turned the radio on to listen to that every Thanksgiving. And I was so thrilled to find out people in St. Louis used to do the same thing with Casey. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to include it because I know people like it. And to me, it's my tradition that I can't do without. And I'm glad you enjoyed it, too.
It was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Maybe next year I'll just play the Cliffhangers theme song on a loop for an hour. The album Swiss Mountain Music. Swiss Mountain Music. And there's a guy, what looks like he's on top of the Alps or whatever. And he's got this, he just looks like he knows what he's doing. He almost looks like he is dressed very comfortably for 2019. I don't know what year this came out in, but maybe this guy was way ahead of his time. Way, way ahead of his time. This broke a little bit before we went on the air. The financially strapped Loop Trolley will shut down on December 29th. The head of its nonprofit operating company announced on Thursday. So this is from the Post-Dispatch. They posted this up first. At least Tom Sullivan sent me a link to it. Said Loop Trolley to shut down December 29th. But they say the Bi-State Development Agency is the only option under serious consideration now. I really have a hard time believing that anyone could take on that much debt. They know that to operate this and to hold on to this and keep this or whatever it would take for them to assume the operation of it is going to be a losing proposition to them. They're essentially saying we need, what, $500,000 shortfall is what they need basically every year. So, hey, yeah, we got $500,000. We could just have spare, you know, we got it laying around. We got that money tree in the back. We just got to go shake it a few times and boom, we got it all set up. No one really has that. And the problem is, this thing was like super popular and everyone used it and it was such a big public benefit that it was like, oh, we really don't want this thing to go. Oh, this will be terrible. Man, save the trolley. Unfortunately, it doesn't have the ridership. It doesn't have the enthusiasm. It doesn't have the stability. It doesn't even stay, it's operational long enough for people to feel that way. It's only been up for a year. And the thing, how many times has the thing broken down? People don't ride it. I mean, some of the stats on here, let's see if they wrote it. So ticket revenue has averaged less than $3,000 a month. In 2017, an operating budget released by trolley officials had projected annual fare box revenue at $394,000. When you make $3,000 a month on average, you're not going to hit $394,000 for the year. In November, let's see, fell to $2,000, the Loop Trolley company record show. So not all that great altogether. So it looks like the end is in sight for the Del Mar Loop Trolley. December 29th, it'll officially shut down. That's on a Sunday. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You know, it's funny, you watch these old clips like Meet Me in St. Louis, and they're like, wow, everyone is using this thing. Is this what it was like, trolleys back in the day in St. Louis? Everyone rode the trolleys? Look at, they're moving. Operational. People are happy. It's on time. People are paying fares. It's a double-decker? Oh, I didn't even know they had double-decker trolleys. That's kind of cool. I couldn't squeeze. In fact, I felt so good I couldn't even Has anyone seen a group of people in St. Louis using public transportation that were that happy ever in the history of St. Louis besides what's depicted in this movie with the trolley? Probably not. I gotta say, is there ever a time you've ever seen Metrolink where the entire thing was just full of happy people? So this is a couple of quotes from the Post-Dispatch article that came out. John Mayer, president of the Loop Trolley Company, said that after a meeting with the board's firm's board Thursday afternoon, quote, "We hope a plan will come to fruition that may allow the trolley to resume operating at some point in the near future." Here's a couple of scenarios of what could play out with this thing. Okay, let's go from, we'll grade each scenario and what I think the likelihood of that happening is. The likelihood that this shuts down on December 29th and no one saves it is, to me, 80% likelihood, 85% likelihood. The chance that an outside agency decides to fork over the cash, decide, okay, we can put about, you know, $500,000 in play and keep this thing going the way it is for the year of 2020 and see what happens after that. I think that's only like a 5% likelihood something like that happens. I think it's very, very low. What I think is the most likely scenario that happens with this trolley, and you can tell me what you think is going to happen there, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This is what I think is going to happen. I think the thing is going to be allowed to lay dormant for a while. I think they're going to try to store this. And I think there's going to eventually be another business plan that is put into place that tries to revitalize this idea in the future, maybe way past 2020. It might be a couple of years down the line. I think they're going to try to petition to keep the roads the way they are so they don't rip up these trolley tracks. I think they're going to try to make the petition that just give us a little bit more time till we figure out a little bit better game plan. And then eventually they're going to reboot this thing. The public's going to hate it. They're going to say it didn't work the first time. Why do you think it's going to work the second time? They're going to say, how in the world can you trust that it's going to be any different this time? You know, how much taxpayer money and efforts and time are going to go into it this other time around? So I think all of these things will play into consideration. I think eventually they may find a way to make this viable, but the way it is right now, it is not viable. Loop trolley to shut down December 29th. That is the big news. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So what do you think happens next? Do you want to give us a prediction? Do you have an idea of what you think should happen next? Is it better to just close this down for good? There's no reason to even come up with another idea at this point. We'll take some of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
One person on, let's see, texting line at 314-436-7900. You can text that line, and the recommendation for the trolley is serve free liquor and call it the Jolly Trolley. Not even that could save it, honestly. No, I don't even think that would save it. Well, let's take a couple of your calls on Overnight America. What should happen to the trolley now that it's announced that it is planning to shut down on December 29th? Do you feel like it's best to just, you know, stick a fork in it and that's it? Or do you think that perhaps the best plan of action would be to let it lay dormant for a while and maybe revisit it later and bring it back? Who knows? Let's get some of your thoughts and go to Kevin in Florissant first. Hi.
Hello, good evening, Ryan.
Hello, Kevin.
A little while to chime in here lately.
Oh, yeah, it has been. What do you think should happen with the trolley?
I never really did understood and never really did be a big fan of it. I think it just should cease operations and just, you know, let the people decide, you know, to go where they need to go. It doesn't go that far anyway, mm-hmm. and plus it interferes with the traffic on Del Mar too much.
Oh, it's terrible. It's so bad.
I think it should decease. That's my point.
So at this point, it's over. Call it a day and say, you know, it was a nice try, but man, you wasted a ton of money.
I know Joe Edwards is a great guy. I love the guy, but I just don't really like the trolley idea, blocking up Del Mar, interfering with the traffic, and plus, it's just not a good idea. I wish it would be more on wheels and that they can go from coast to coast. It looks like a mini Metrolink in a way when you look at the operation, but, you know, I just really don't like it in general right now, and it only operates just a certain days a week, and it's just not really a good idea in the first place. I wish it was never started.
There you go. Me too, Kevin. It's
and they should have taken a few more of the comments I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
Well, hope your holiday Thanksgiving weekend was gorgeous and great.
It was
and I'll be there for the holiday radio show coming up, by the way.
Oh, cool. That's a couple of Mondays from now. That's super exciting.
Yeah, I love that. Ever since you came in there and I started, you know, really enjoyed it. I'm a big fan of it like I'm always am. I really love it. What's this year's play, by the way?
It's called Don't Forget the... Oh, hold on. Let me make sure I get the name right. Because I'm playing... I'll tell you what I'm playing. I'm playing a dad in this one. It's called
oh, cool.
Don't Forget to Remember the Future.
Wow, that's interesting to know.
Dad
did Kevin Colleen made the story? Did he
yes.
do the story?
Kevin is a genius, and yes, he wrote this one, and it's just as fantastic as his previous ones.
How is he nice enough to put these stories and plays together like this? He's starting to turn to me like a mini, you know, additional play producer here. I mean, he's just amazing how this guy does this.
A little Shakespeare, isn't he? Yeah, he comes up
yeah.
with these works of art. Just a,
and
every year he finds a way to put another unique story together. He's just that creative.
Yes, he is. He's very creative.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, good to hear from you. Thank you for calling in.
One more subject I want to ask you.
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, I'll be real fast at this. If you noticed lately what's been going on with these impeachment things of why this guy or whatever, they keep interrupting program, why can't they just keep it on like Fox News or MSNBC or one of those channels? Not interrupt the programming like on normal CBS or whoever. Why do they keep on, you know, doing it? To me, it's not interesting enough, worthwhile.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Why can't they just leave it off of CBS programming all day? Yeah, you turn it on during the daytime programming.
If it's something important, I understand. But to me, this is not important enough.
Not yet. Yeah. All right, Kevin. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we're going to talk about that next hour. Maybe I'll bring that point up. Hey, thank you for calling
okay.
in.
Okay. Hey, good to talk to you, Ryan.
Very good to talk to you too, Kevin. Have a great night. 314-436-7900. Let's go to Mark in St. Louis. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan. First of all, I'd like to let you know I am one of the bus operators. And
right.
Mm-hmm. I want to piggyback off of that last gentleman. It was a waste of time and a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling the producer, it took forever to get this thing up and running. You know, they had so many setbacks. And you had a lot of people in the beginning, they were anticipating like, oh, this is going to be nice. But then, you know, it's pushed back 3 months, then another 4 months and stuff like that. So I think the people lost the thrill of wanting to ride this thing. And secondly, I mean, it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, it goes from the loop over to, I think it was at the
History
Museum.
Right.
Now, if it went through the park and maybe, you know, went, like, I don't know, much, much further. Maybe even if it went around the park and somehow went past the zoo and all. But, you know, you get on it and then 5 minutes later you're at the final destination. I mean, it wasn't worth it. I think they should just cut their losses and say, hey, you know, we tried something. It didn't work. St. Louis is not a town that's built for those type of attractions, you know?
Yeah, it was an idea at first that... You know, you understand that you do take some risks and it makes some sense to do this. But then when you look at the initial plan and then you look at how much it's going to cost and how much money you're going to put into it and you realize it's just not worth the money. But then they push forward anyway and you realize that, you know, this isn't going to work and you're just watching
right.
it fail every step along the way. And then when it finally gets up and running... Eventually, I mean, how many times did they plan on starting this thing and it wasn't ready, and then they started and it's not ready and started and it's not ready, and then finally they did, and no one rides it. Even in the first initial couple of weeks, it wasn't that busy. And anytime I've ever seen the thing, no one's riding it. So it's tough, Mark. There's no indication that
yeah.
this is ever going to turn around.
Exactly, and I know a couple business owners that's on Del Mar, and it has affected their business because. You know, it has taken up, you know, a part, you know, maybe 2/3 of the road. And now those people lost a lot of on-street front parking for their businesses. And it's kind of hard to maneuver around this thing. It's hard to find parking spots and stuff because of this. So I think it was a bad. It was a good idea, but the planning and the operations of it just didn't fare well.
It was a fun idea. It was. I don't think it was a good idea. It was just a fun idea, and
right.
You know, it's. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Good to hear from you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah, Mark's. I always like it when Mark calls in. You know, and there's these ideas, and I think I've said this before, and this is me trying to be as nice as possible. You like the idea of these things being in your city. Like, you have this sort of feeling like let me give you an analogy. My wife, when she goes out to eat and she orders a sandwich, always orders it with tomatoes. But when the sandwich gets there, she always picks the tomatoes off. And I say, honey, why don't you just tell them, no tomatoes, please. And she says, I like the idea the tomatoes were there, but I don't actually like to eat it with the tomatoes on there. That's kind of the trolley to me. It's like, I like the idea that St. Louis has something cool like this, but you know that no one's using it and it's just a waste in the end. You're throwing it away. But now, instead of it being a, you know, 1 cent or 2 cents that they would have spent on that tomato to begin with, or the 5 cents or whatever, now we're talking about, you know, $25-30 million. And they're still asking for more, and there's other loans and obligations. And yes, I'm sorry. It's just not a worthwhile thing to say we have it if we're going to be in the hole every year trying to keep this thing going. So that's the news that came down late tonight. The trolley backers met. The agency board took up the issue. The Loop Trolley Company said after their meeting this afternoon, we hope a plan will come to fruition that may allow the trolley to resume operations at some point, but as of now, the plan is to shut it down on December 29th. We didn't even get a cool song out of this one.
Chug, chug, chug with the motor. Bonk, bonk, bonk with the brake.
Where's the urge to put a trolley song together? Save the trolley song. The smell of money, the cars backed up. They would block the Del Mar Loop up. I'm not good at coming up with lyrics. All right, Rich is calling in from St. Louis. Hi.
Hey, how far did this thing actually travel?
Oh, 2 miles. It's Rich from South Bend. I'm sorry, they told us that it was St. Louis, but no, 2.2 miles.
What was the point?
The point was to bring, I guess, people to this one development area. They call it the Del Mar Loop. But there's no place for them to grab the people from. I mean, it went to a spot where no one was. And it's a highly traveled area as Forest Park here. It's technically larger than the one in New York. What's the big park in New York? Why can't I think of what it's called? But they have all the big free attractions in Forest Park. And people use it, but where this trolley stops at, no one is there. I mean, it's like going to an empty area that no one is using. So it goes to nowhere, it picks up from nowhere, and people don't use it. It's just a sad thing.
Well, you know, it sounded like to me somebody was nostalgic for the 1940s, but during World War II, you couldn't buy gasoline. Public transportation was it, or a bicycle.
You know what the sad thing is, Rich? This, and again, I'm not trying to make this super political, but during the Obama administration, they actually funded these programs. They said, we're going to give tens of millions of dollars to cities that want to build these things in their cities. So St. Louis said, ooh, this is an opportunity for us. And Joe Edwards is the one that was really the person that was the at the front lines for this thing. So yeah, let's take advantage of these funds that the government's going to give up. So they're going to give us $25 million. We just have to fundraise another $25 million. And then they kept asking for more money. And then it took longer. And it really... It was an incentive that was brought up by the government that they never should have gave us the money to begin with because this wasn't feasible here. Lots of wasted money altogether. So I guess technically, Rich, some of your tax dollars even went into this. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, when the Cardinals finish dead last, I will have got my money back. Well, anyway, we got a train. The South Shore goes from South Bend to Chicago. Of course, people who live in South Bend work in Chicago.
Yeah, it's feasible, though. There's like a use and a purpose for it. I'm sorry, we got to go to break, but yeah, there was no purpose for this. You actually have a purpose for yours. This is Overnight America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.